Mr. Friedrichsen said he regretted not being able to accompany us, but would arrange a reliable guide. The next day he introduced us to a man of tall stature and perfect Herculean build, who was called Hans Bjelke. He was obviously possessed of great strength. His eyes started rather prominently from a very large head. He appeared to be very quick and intelligent. His long hair, which even in England would have been accounted exceedingly red, fell over his athletic shoulders. This native of Iceland was supple in appearance, though he scarcely moved his arms while listening to my uncle's wild gesticulations. He told us the distance to Sneffels was about 22 miles, a journey which we supposed would take about 2 days. His engagement with my uncle was by no means to cease with the arrival at Sneffels. Although we didn't tell him then, he was to accompany us all the way to the interior of the earth.